Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My next guest got to watch those games up close at Madison Square Garden. And it's good to be joined right now by Matt Norlander, who covers college basketball for CBSSports.com. You can get him on Twitter at Matt Norlander. He joins me right now. Matt, welcome into the show. How are you?
Doing great. I'm on a train back home to Connecticut, so it's great to be here, but I feel obligated to preface all of this by saying you might hear a random conductor's voice.
That's cool.
Over the top of me.
Hey, man, when the tournament...
It's March.
Yeah, no, and when the tournament takes place in New York, that's I feel like you're providing almost a New York feel to it. Where in Connecticut are you going?
I'm going to Trumbull, which is famously the home of the 1989 Little League World Series champion.
Of course.
Yeah. But no, listen. Real quick, the tournament being at the Garden was awesome. I talked to coaches, players, and while there was some cynicism, I think from the Midwest, because obviously these fan bases are based out there, there's a ton of Sidewalk alumni in New York City, and the Garden, in fact, on Saturday sold out, and it was the first time a Big Ten session had sold out of tickets in like 4 years. So from that standpoint, it was an unequivocal success, and I think it's going to be a one-time deal, which is almost bittersweet because Jim Delaney, the commissioner, has already come out and said, we've heard from our coaches, we understand that crunching the league schedule in order to get this tournament at Madison Square Garden a week early wasn't ideal. We probably won't do it again, but if you heard Beilein on CBS on Sunday, he said doing that was absolutely worth it to win a title, world's greatest arena, we'll take that sacrifice. No complaints from Michigan fans now.
Yeah, and as someone who I grew up in Connecticut also, and as someone who you know, the Biggie, that's sacred ground for someone who grew up in the 80s and 90s in the Northeast, you know, that's the ground where the Big East has their tournament. It felt weird having the Big Ten there, but yeah, it not only just the numbers, it played well on TV. And you bring up Michigan, Matt, having watched them go through this tournament now, then they went through Michigan State, they went through Purdue, teams that have been, you know, near the top of the rankings all year long. Where is John Beilein for you in the galaxy of coaching stars in college basketball right now? Like, where do you, how far down the list do you get before you get to John Beilein's name?
That's a great question, because I'd have to put pen to paper here. I guarantee you he would be in my top 15, and that's for a number of reasons. One of them is that his reputation, like, listen, just as a quick aside here, you know, we're in this season of FBI involvement and all this, and last summer, me and my colleague Gary Parrish polled more than 100 coaches, said, who do you think is the cleanest coach in the game? Beilein won that poll, so he carries a reputation for always doing it clean, like always, and then he's just considered an elite tactical mind, undeniably. And so because of that and the fact that this team defensively is the best team ever defensively for Beilein at Michigan. It's almost a script flip with this program, and they're winning in different ways than they normally have. So he is undoubtedly a top 15 coach. And, yes, they are going to be a hot team. I think they'll be a chic Final Four pick. They may even have a chance at the three line, depending on how other big conference teams play next week in their conference tournament.
Matt Norlander, CBSSports.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned the FBI investigation, Matt, so let's go there. What kind of effect do you think that that will have just in terms of coverage? Is there any sort of effect that it could have on teams and it being on their mind? Maybe not so much players, but coaches, that kind of thing. Just in general, the effect of this FBI investigation sitting out there, what role do you think that'll play in the month of March?
I don't think – all right, so the role that it will play in terms of having any sort of impact on team eligibility or player eligibility, I think is going to be very little, barring the FBI coming out and having another official statement, a press conference, saying, okay, here are more programs that or coaches that we've gotten caught up with this. We have proof, and we're bringing it out right now. And that's not past the realm of possibility. I've talked with coaches who are kind of half expecting that just because of the boastfulness – in the tone of the FBI's press conference back in September. They're almost thinking, like, they've got more, and they've been able to corroborate this stuff. Why wouldn't they try and bring attention to it right here in the month of March? But if that doesn't happen, there won't be any impact for eligibility. I do think that the interest and the viewership of the NCAA tournament is going to go up because there's been a lot of discussion around college basketball. For the worse, I guess, when you just consider that these are obviously negative headlines associated with the game, but that's going to bring intrigue, and I think that from a discussion standpoint and people just caring about the tournament, you're going to see a spike in some viewership.
What do you think the long-term effect of this will be, Matt, just in terms of how the NCAA starts to look at things? Is the game going to be, or is the sport going to become maybe more open to players being able to take advantage of their likeness? Do we see the one-and-done rule change? What's your opinion on the long-term ripple effects of this FBI investigation?
There's going to be a lot, and I think some of it will be actually, like, some of the changes that we see will be direct, impact from the FBI investigation. The one-and-done thing was already, you know, the seed had been planted by Adam Silver, and now I think him and Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, and many other people, too, are just, they're looking at that and seeing, okay, can we actually make a rule change here for the better, and would it better your sport and our sport? But the biggest things to know right now are that Mark Emmert's been clear and on the record saying, listen, basketball players want to have official relationships and affiliations with agents before they get to the NBA and declare. That's something we really needed to take a hard, long look at because that's already the case in college hockey and college baseball. So I think that's a change. I'm saying that I think that is going to happen, and that is a major step forward. Being able to profit off of your likeness, another big one, and any sort of tweaks on the Olympic model where you can accept sponsorships and endorsements. We'll see about the language there. I think those discussions will be had to a serious degree. I will not go as far with that just yet as I will with the agent affiliation thing because that is such a major, major deal on behalf of the NCAA membership and the presidents to get to that point. Most people are rooting for that. I'm not convinced yet it's going to happen. The big picture is you will see legislation put forth within the next calendar year that will bring major changes to how big-time college athletes can make their lives easier and more practical in the real world. That's going to happen undeniably. Details will be sorted out here in the coming months, and then we would see change, I think, go into effect officially in 2019.
Matt, you mentioned Mark Emmert and Adam Silver discussing the one-and-done rule. If you were inserted into that room as sort of an arbitrator or a mediator, if you will, and they sought your counsel on that, what would be the optimal solution for you, for both sides, on that eligibility deal, the one-and-done, and tweaking that rule potentially?
I was talking about this last night with a few writers. Personally, I think you should be able to go whenever you want to go, and that's just the positive and the negative of the college system. If you want to go out of high school, go. If you think you need a year, go. None of this, like, philosophically, it's no more fair to say, okay, go out of high school or you have to commit for 2 years. No. Mm-hmm. There are cases every single year, every year, where a player that was either a four-star player or maybe was a pretty good five-star player, but nonetheless wasn't predicted to be a one-and-done type, then has a really awesome freshman season and is suddenly on draft board and has the opportunity to go pro. And in this baseball system, which people push for, that's not an option, and that's just simply unfair. So I don't think that's better at all. You know, you should be able to declare whenever you want to declare, and leave the choice up to the players and their families. And that's the best solution. I really hope that's the solution they settle on, but I don't have a lot of confidence.
Matt Nordlander, CBSSports.com, covering college basketball. Matt, before I let you go, last one here. As we head into conference tournament week, what are some of your favorite storylines or teams that you're going to be watching, bubble, things like that? Just two or three off the top of your head that you're going to be dialed in on this week.
Yeah, I'll try and roll these off the top of my head and do it really fast here. Rhode Island has been slipping, but it has the deepest deployment of guards in the country. It has three-point guards. Dan Hurley's a really good coach. If UConn has any sort of coaching change, Dan Hurley will be the favorite to get that job. Mm. The Rams are good enough. They are good enough to make the Final Four. I'm not saying I'll pick them to do it, but they were rolling at one point. How do they do in the A-10 after slipping late? I'm intrigued to see that. I will be at the Big East and ACC tournaments in New York City. From the ACC standpoint, Duke can still get a number one seed if it wins that tournament overall. How many teams are going to be able to win in the ACC tournament and get bids locked up and secured? Because there's a number of programs there that are right on that cut line. Florida State, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, Notre Dame with Bonzi Colson. What can they do? And then on the Big East side, there's not really a lot of bids up for debate, but Villanova and Xavier are going to duke it out for one seed. And whoever wins that league tournament or finishes better between those two is definitely going to be locked into a one. The Big East might be able to get two number one seeds. Last thing here, as we look around, if you're looking at maybe a team that isn't necessarily going to get in that large bid, but if it got the auto bid, could actually do some damage. Keep an eye on Boise State, who's got the player of the year in that conference, Taylor Hutchinson. And with that, they'll have a good chance at picking off a victory there. So Boise State's a really, really fun team, and maybe they can pick off Nevada in the Mountain West.
Good stuff. Matt Nordlander, at Matt Nordlander on Twitter. Matt, appreciate you making time, doing it on the subway, doing it on the train back to Connecticut. Yeah. You are the man. I appreciate it.
We made a memory here. Thank you so much.
Yes, we did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.